Geek shit.
Whoa!
You're listening to the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo.
Chet.
Ouch.
Is it true? Nerd. Is it bull? You decide.
Uh-huh.
And that's right.
Chet.
Mostly right, mostly right, mostly right, right, right.
Woo!
Hey, tape recorder. Listen to this. He's already clipping.
Oh, my God. Welcome to Clippers.
Wow.
Episode 328 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo, brought to you by J&T Mechanical, House of Hughes, so many other people.
Yes. Recorded. So thank you to those so many.
Right. Ozo Matli.
All right.
Recorded at the Oak Hills Bowling Alley Tactical Finish Nemosa Studios in beautiful Whiskey Bluff, Maryland.
Wow.
I don't know.
How about that? I didn't know that there was one.
Yeah. Welcome, Brussels.
Okay.
Brussels.
Oh, they're there.
Welcome.
Goonie,
yes.
How you doing, bud?
I'm great. It's a fabulous Wednesday, October 2nd,
October 2nd.
Means that it's like 70 degrees outside.
Yes, so get your pink t-shirt.
Only because we're in Maryland.
All right. So, yeah. Yes, don't forget to wear pink for the cause. Come on, guys.
What is pink denoting this year?
Well, back in the day.
Oh, God.
They used to make this drink.
I'm offended.
It was called the Purple Slide, but then they started adding too much recovery drink, and it turned pink. And then the campaign came out, and it's like, drink pink. And ever since then, you know, the Cominators have been taking the pink.
Then they started adding new stuff, and it was very pungent. So then you would have to have two in the pink, and then one
Renee.
With the stink. What?
No.
Okay, so anyway, there I was drinking bare-assed in Brooklyn.
Why does a podcast always start out this way?
Because...
You know what, man?
We're trying to build a brand. And when you're building a brand, you want to come off
as... Well, we're not building an audience, that's
for
sure.
We want to come off as familiar. It's not the same podcast every week, but there's a familiarity that we have.
It's more of an effluvient...
I am very... I had the influenza once. I had the rickets.
Wow.
I had the vitamin flea. I also had the stanky leg.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been doing this for almost 3 years, and still, to this day, we have no script.
Dude, not only do we not have a script, we don't have a clue.
Yes.
And for some reason, our producers told us that this week, we were supposed to be starting the final part, part five.
Did you say equinal?
Yes, okay. Huh. We're supposed to be starting part five of the Super Granny Revenge of the Baddies series, but they told us they were still working on it. They wanted to make sure they had it just right, so they said the producers of the Super Granny episodes said they're going to send somebody in kind of to explain what's going on. So
I could explain. They may have wiped themselves. They may have wiped themselves with the script.
Oh, yeah. There's no script. I can't read. But anyway, they
hello,
said,
Super Granny.
Yes, hello. Hello, producer man. They told me to come in here and talk to you about the episode. They said we're doing some tweaking and some twerking. And, you know, I like to do a little bit of both. But let me have a little bit of this. What are we drinking today?
All I know is that you got 59 seconds, and then we're going to commercial.
Oh, yes. Blister has done more with 59 seconds than nobody ever knows. Like,
oh,
nobody's business. He even left a dookie on the table.
Yikes.
Okay. So anyway, back to me. So you said you had some questions, and I was going to tell you what we're doing with the Super Granny episodes.
Okay.
So last time you left me, back to me, last time you left me, I was there. So next question.
First question is,
okay,
are you aware
no.
of what happened to the lucrative so-called 50th home run ball by Shohei Ohtani?
I don't know, but I've dropped a few balls in my time.
Okay, by any chance, is that more exciting than what's going on in the fifth episode?
Oh, yes. Let me tell you this. That Shohei Ohtani, he likes to show all his tannies all the time. And he's a 50-50 man. You know what that means? He goes both ways.
Not Ohtani's.
Oh, Shohei Ohtani.
Okay. Well, it turns out that somebody is getting sued because
sued. No, my name is not Sue. I'm Wimmy Sue.
I know this.
How about you?
Well, moving on to the next question.
Oh, thank you. I love to move on. Thank you. I like to talk sports because I like to throw around the football with the fishkins. And all the boys, we like to play tackle. Pero they like to tackle the Super Granny because, you know, they like to try to cop a field and David Copperfield.
Did you say tickle?
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Did I?
We're going to get back to the meat.
Oh, yes.
Of the show here.
I'm back. Show me your meat.
But Super Granny, no. If all seriousness
no.
set aside.
Okay, yes. I'm sure.
As there are going to be more episodes to the conclusion, or is this the big finale?
Well, let me tell you, Hito, I don't like to talk a little bit about that, but I talk we about know. This. But I tell you this much. We had so much to tell in this story, and it built up so well. I loved it. It was great. All the boys and all the new people, the cockeyed Javi, I don't know what the hell's wrong with him. He's sitting in the corner wearing a G-string backwards with a potato in the front, and he's sucking on his own chicha, and he's chewing on his nalgas, and there's something wrong with him. Pero he had a lot of good information. I don't know why he had to chew his chicha.
Super Granny, I don't think you've told us one bit of what's going to be happening in this
next
episode.
Yes, so then there we were. They said there's so much to talk about, so many good people, so many fine folks. The Bolinelli, all the staff, they allowed us to be on Lane 7 for so long to record these episodes. It was so good, and with all those scripts, it was so much, and they're trying to teach me how to read, and I don't know what I'm doing.
It's funny how the bowling alley only gave you one alley to film on.
Well, they
how
said
generous
we,
is that?
They said we could be in the back alley, but you know, me and Blister, you know, we kind of ruined that for everybody. But anyway, so they say we got so much information. So part five is a spoiler alert. Part five is going to be the last part, but it's going to be two parts. So it's like 10 parts, I think, right?
How many actors are going to be in this episode?
All of them.
Okay, good. That's good to know.
How many do you need? I mean, Chet, you earlier got Super Granny. That's really all you need. You got some Labrena Insana. She. You know what? We were trying to get everything going, and we were trying to film everything. And Labrena was getting weird. She was on this little scooter kind of thing, those little machines like you see at HEB.
No.
And then you had the groceries in there, but all she had a bunch of fruit, and she kept throwing fruit at me and Blister and Cockeyed Javi, and Cockeyed Javi put the banana in the tailpipe. And then me and Blister, we took the peaches.
Don't tell me. You were mad like the Dickens.
No, I wasn't mad at his Dickens. It was all good, pero, you know, we had a good time. Pero she, I don't know, she's still harboring some ill will towards me, Hito. She's not all there, Hito. She was part there.
Well, the one thing I do know is that because you are here talking, there's got to mean that you won.
I'm not mean.
Uh-huh.
No, Hito, we haven't even finished.
Oh,
you don't
sure.
even know what's going to happen.
Okay, yeah.
We don't know if I won
or
not.
Gentlemen, boys and girls,
Super Granny, do I ever lose?
Is your spoiler alert.
Okay,
right
well, I'm going to spoil it really good. Okay, so there I was, and I was on lane 7, and then I was in lane 8, and then I was in lane 9, pero me and Hey Dude and Bougie Bitch, we were singing some songs. Yeah, let me give you a little background of what we were doing. I was doing the Back Cheeks Black, all right.
Oh, woo, my gosh.
Oh, my God, I'm all over the place.
I have a feeling that's going to be more
Blister
than enough information.
Blister just sat on my face.
That our people would
oh,
like to hear.
My granny, too. Nah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Super Granny.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. So there it was.
Goodbye.
I'm back to...
Wow. Grandma, why did she drink my liquor again? Jesus freaking Grandma.
There's no reason for her to come into this studio.
There's no reason for her.
All right.
So anyway...
Before we get into any other Super Granny...
Wow.
From what I got out of it, there's going to be a two-parter to this fifth episode.
Yeah, that's what I took.
Ah, okay.
So the last part, which is kind of the, I guess the conclusion. What would you call it? The climax.
Yes.
I shudder to say that because I'm afraid Granny's going to come back.
Summer super event.
Yeah, the summer
will.
Super event. It was a five-part series.
Okay.
But part five, the conclusion, climax, and conclusion is going to be a two-parter. So. So saying all that, they said we're going to have to wait a little bit.
Okay.
Because they want to get it right.
Well, then make sure you tell everybody, tape recorder.
That's right.
That they need to go back, listen to the past four episodes, get
right.
caught up.
That's right.
Only listen.
I mean, don't just listen to those. Listen to all of them. The other thing I wanted to tell everybody, last weekend, bro, Firefly Resort RV resort and mini homes.
Yes, yes.
Dude, what a great gig. Oh, my gosh. We got to play there. Great place. They have a rec center, a big pool, barbecue pits, TVs everywhere.
This is the luxury of all luxury resorts. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Super Granny would have loved it, but she would have probably gotten kicked out. Let's be honest.
Twice.
She would have gotten kicked out twice by herself.
Apparently, they make their own alcohol?
Well, they don't, but the fine folks at Andalusia Distillery, they, in partnership with Firefly Resorts, came up with Firefly Resorts Select Whiskey. They have three of them. One of them was a 101 proof. The other was a 90 proof.
Oh, Lord.
And then they had, barrel age, I think. And then the third one was a peach.
That's the one I tried.
We tried the peach. They made me a drink. It was amazing.
It was a good night.
Fine staff over there at Firefly Resort.
And the crowd.
Oh, my gosh.
They were a blast. They actually settled down.
They made the show, really.
Settled in.
Yeah.
And enjoyed the tar out of themselves.
Everything we did. They even came up and said, can you do a waltz? And we're like, oh, maybe. Let me see what we can do. And we did three waltzes in a row.
Yeah.
And then,
you look so good in lunch.
That's right. That's right. And then they asked for Amarillo by Morning. And we were like, maybe we can do that one. Then we did it. Then they asked for Tennessee Whiskey. And I said, oh, of course we can do that. And then
asked for Creedence Clearwater Revival. And we left.
And we told them, it's 9 o'clock. We got to go. Yeah. We got to go.
Goodbye.
But yeah, it was a great place. Great, awesome place. We're also looking to get back at Pure Country a saloon.
That again was barbecue, a blast
barbecue,
too.
Pure Country Barbecue. We'll be back there hopefully December maybe. Also looking at some new places in December and going into January 2025. Yep. Cool Crest. We're looking at getting back into Free Roam.
Actually, do me a favor and look up the Shady Blades on Facebook.
Right. That's right.
They are playing over there at Cool Crest, this weekend.
Mike Contreras. I think they'll be here this Friday, I think.
Yeah.
And so we're going to go check them out.
You're going to love that music. I'm not going to tell you what they do, but you're going to love that music.
Those Blades are shady, I tell you what.
Yeah.
Good guys, good band, good friends, and we're going to go check them out, support them. If you can, if you ever have a night off and you want to go hang out somewhere, find a friend of yours who has a band or has some kind of entertainment thing going on. Go and support them and be there for them, because I can't tell you how many times our friends and family have been out to support us. And to have that support there, it's always good to see to see a friendly face out there in the crowd.
Or you could just stay home on Friday and play Naked Scrabble. All right.
That is an option. It's not like I haven't done that before.
Goonie.
It beats going out and playing Naked Scrabble.
We had a chance to go and grab a drink
last
night.
Yeah.
And your dad.
Your dad.
Yeah. I guess it's right. My dad, too.
Yeah, your dad.
He decided to stay home and watch the debate.
It was
great. Vice presidential debate.
Yeah, right? And the thing was, he was watching it and he was recording it at the same time.
So he's taking notes?
Well, I don't know. Every time he talks to me, he knows exactly who he's voting for.
Okay.
So I don't know if he was watching to try to see, try to see if he might want to become undecided. But I don't know. He was enjoying it. He was yelling at the TV. Then he turned it on. And then it got worse after that. He kept saying, fact check, fact check, fact check. I think that's what he was saying.
There are no winners.
Unless he was saying fat check.
There are no winners. Especially in this country.
The problem is, we're not. Somebody's going to win somebody's going to win the election. And then there's going to be like 565 million losers. No matter who comes out on top.
Well, okay. I think I'm just going to leave it at that. And I'm going to move on. Check this out.
Okay.
A smelly penguin.
Oh, I dated
her. New Zealand.
Okay.
He wins a very, very hard-fought election.
Wow.
It turns out that Hoiho, or yellow-eyed penguin, is now New Zealand's annual bird of the year vote.
Wow.
And then after a fierce competition with all the other penguins and the foreign interference and controversies, the penguin actually won hands down on that avian election.
Wow.
You know why? Because he was the smelliest bird in the election, in the contest.
This bodes well for Kamala.
We'll see, which made me think, it's like, why not this?
Okay.
Why don't we just vote for the smelliest president nominee?
Okay.
And that's it. I mean, okay, you could toss a coin if you want, but why don't you go and smell your president?
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I'm voting for Dad for president. So yeah. I guess I'm kind of a trailblazer because I'm actually voting for the smelly penguin as well.
Vote for the less stinky candidate. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Now,
stanky.
There's just the one thing that's been going on. It's
one thing.
He's trending.
One guy
in Thailand.
Oh wow!
They have that pygmy hippo. His name is Mudeng,
okay,
and apparently he's all over the internet. He's viral. He was actually portrayed by somebody on Saturday Night Live this past week.
Wow. But,
you know, they unveiled his new Facebook page. This guy, this little baby hippo, was cute. He's adorable, but he's now got a Facebook page, and I've got to correct myself because it's a her.
Okay, so there's no baby shark then, is what you're saying?
No, no more baby sharks, just this cute little baby hippo, and it became unstoppable both domestically and internationally.
Definitely.
But after the photo shoot,
he died?
The camera people left, and one of the kids was left behind and was eaten whole by that little pygmy hippo.
How big was the hippo?
We'll be right back.
Wow.
Have you ever wished?
Yes, I have.
That all the money that you have in your pockets,
17 cents.
Think to yourself, what could I possibly do with all of this money that I have? With this economy, I am floating in money.
I am flabbergasted.
Well, take that $1.
Okay.
Go and buy some milk.
Okay.
And a shot of Firefly whiskey.
I think all you get is a shot of milk.
And then give the rest of the money
to me?
To True Bull Entertainment.
That's right, because we need it.
We are having a multi-million dollar sponsorship going on.
That's right. That's right.
With Virtual Country.
That's true.
Who is opening up their doors.
Yes.
To start an entire line of clothing.
Right.
And videos.
Videos. Yes.
So the only way this can come to fruition.
Whoa.
Is if you donate and bring it to the cause.
Donate.
Your name will be on the closing credits of every episode and every movie.
That is true. That is true.
And that is my public service announcement.
A PSA, if you would.
No. Did I say public service?
Yes.
This is my public circus announcement.
I would like to preface your selections as the amalgamator.
Okay. And now back to our show.
So there I was all over the place. And then I was okay. And then little Abrena, she said she was throwing fruit.
Didn't you already come inside and talk about your episode?
Oh, Hito, we don't talk about coming inside, Hito. Mm. That's not what we do. I didn't raise you like that. You don't pee.
Okay. Can we
Where's Rini? Where's Rini?
Let's move on.
Okay, so there I was, not bare-assed in Brooklyn. And I certainly wasn't playing Naked Twister with Blister. Pero one of us was, and I think it was Blister, pero I don't know. So there I was, and thank you, and I'll be back.
Belgium, thank you so much.
Oh, I love your waffles.
Thank you for hanging around and being our number one most listened to country of our podcast, and we thank you for that. So at this time, we're going to be saying our highs and our byes, putting out our best picks for the fantasy football this week.
I'm bi-curious. Oh, wow. Yes. I think the Cowboys are going to bounce back from that loss that they had. Oh, no, wait, they won. So they're going to bounce back from that win, and they're going to lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's not good. It's not good. Pero I'm getting rid of all my jerseys, too. So also look out for Super Granny's jersey raffle. We're going to raffle the jerseys, and we're going to rifle our drawers, and then we're going to raise more money for Timmy and Gregory and Julian and the boys.
That's right. We hadn't mentioned any of that.
I think we got a cuete, too. We're gonna raffle that off, too. Josh Downs and the boys.
We do have family and friends.
Oh,
no. Our cousin Dally, he's going to be going live for a raffle that we're going to have. And we've sold quite a bit of tickets already, so I don't...
Two.
I think maybe we have two left.
Two. No, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we have two. So anybody wants to buy 17 of them, we'll sell you 17, but we've only got two.
Okay.
So
you can You can call
you
us.
You can go your own way.
Or you can give me
way.
An email. Yep. I am reaching out and challenging everybody
Everyone.
At Fire Station number 23
wow.
to buy a raffle ticket wow. for this thing. You're not going to be disappointed.
There's going to be a Mahomes jersey. There's going to be a Micah Parsons jersey. There might even be a jersey with a man on it.
Super Granny, do you know the email?
Yes, it's truebullvirtualcast@yahoo.com.
Send your request, and we will Google, we will Verve, we will cash pipe it, whatever
Whoa.
Those things are.
No, Kish it. We're going to Venmo's. We're going to Zelle. We're going to do the PlayPal. And then all of those other ones, it's going to be all right.
So I'm ready when y'all are.
Okay, I'm
ready. We're going to give you some more information. Of course, it'll be on the True Bull cast on Facebook.
That's true.
And also Virtual Country because true. They are one and one,
yeah.
hand in
yeah.
hand.
That's right. We go hand in hand, hand over fist. One in the, never mind.
We're looking for an excellent finish to this year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Believe me, October.
I'm kind of excited.
Now that October is here. The last quarter of the year is going to be the best one. We're going to see some huge growth with not only with the band, but with the podcast. And Super Granny has also told me this on top of the fact that the last part five is going to be broken into two episodes.
All right.
She also told me that season three is in the works as well. She didn't tell me what it was going to be about, but she did tell me that there is going to be a season three. So
Dude,
it kind of let
pass Seinfeld in funniness.
It kind of lets out the cat in the bag that she survives, but it was only going to be a bowling game. So I think it was pretty safe to say she was fine.
Boating?
Boning. The old boning action.
Boating.
Bowling action.
Okay.
Boaters. Motorboat it.
Boating,
motorboat it.
Boating action.
Oh, built for speed. Built for speed.
All right.
But yeah, so we got all of those things coming up, coming down. We got another full band gig coming up the middle of the month at Dog Co.
We'll let y'all know on that one. It's been
$4?
Surreal.
Right.
So it's time to go.
To be real.
And with that.
Right. I want to thank you guys once again for listening. This has been episode 328 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo. Brought to you by J&T Mechanical, House of Hughes, First Do Lawn Care, Red Lion Guns, Tactical Finish, Desert Door, Sotol, and a lot of other folks who have put their name and their money behind us in our venture for World Takeover. And we just want to thank everybody who comes and stays and listens, and we'll catch y'all down the road.
So stick around and watch history in the making.
Oh, yes, and that's right.
Okay. Bye-bye.